Daisy, this Wednesday morning, the 22nd of September, 71. Channel 2, right, and beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy, this Wednesday morning, the 22nd of September, 71.
Just be right quiet here. And let me. I surely was glad to meet you, sister.
Well, I'm glad you met her, too. And she was glad to meet you.
I know now what you mean by enjoying having her here.
Who?
Your sister.
Yes, and she had to go back because she takes care of her nieces' children, two of them. Some of them's in school, and two of them is not old enough. One's her nieces and the other her nephews. So she goes take care of them every day till school's out.
And she came up on Friday, and then she had to go back.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, your granddaughter cooked you a good breakfast.
Oh, she cooks all the time when she here.
She does.
Yes, she cooks all the time. So she get up, fix breakfast. When she get ready, she fix lunch. And no supper, but what you just walk in and get your sandwiches, get you what you want. She have the lunch about 4, 3, anywhere along that is when she get ready. Well, you see all of them here, but Carolyn and David, all the grown-ups, all my grands, you see. Well, they can call there. So if they want to go to the store or want to go anywhere, well, they got the car. Now, you see, Benjamin, he takes Elizabeth home at night, and he stayed with her the night he take her home. So yesterday evening, she come. He had to go pick her up from work, cause he keep the car all day. So he had to pick her up from work. So she come on with him. Come on down here with him. They stayed just left 11 o'clock, and they talked, and they had fun out there. So he taking her back home, and he stayed up there all night, so he just a few minutes come.
Oh.
Up there, you see, he taking her to work, and then he come on down here. Now he got to go back after this evening, so they all may be down there tonight.
Good morning.
Good morning. You had your breakfast?
Smell like it. Burnt the toast, Miss Daisy.
That's right.
What y'all talking about?
Well, Miss Daisy was just telling me how this granddaughter cooked.
Oh, yeah. I'd kidnap her, Miss Daisy.
Well, I tell you, Mr. Myers, she don't like here no more. She likes to live in New York. Well, I wouldn't want her to be where she didn't want to be.
Sure.
I want her to be where she want to be. She might live long. Oh, she don't like here no more.
Well, they... No, but, she like it out at Long Island.
Yes, sir.
Now, who told me that?
Miss Ma, Ma told you.
Yes, she told me.
That's right.
You're always talking down there.
Now, they were there last night.
All of them. Dotson, Elizabeth, Doris, Benjamin, Aaron, and his wife, and me. And yeah, somebody else was there. Oh, there was a boy and a girl there from down there. The girl lived in Henry Harris' house. That's where her mother lived. The her Benjamin, they were there. Where my off grandson, they were there. Yeah, there's just a porch full of them.
On your porch.
On my porch. And they all get to talking. One starts talking. And then all of them start to talk. Now, what is this saying? They know.
They can hear.
Oh, yeah. They know. So me and Miss Ma, now I left for my granddaughter and Benjamin eating breakfast. Aaron and his wife, they wasn't up yet.
Now, Aaron and his wife and your granddaughter staying with you.
Yes, ma'am.
At your house.
Yes, ma'am.
But they seem to be enjoying themselves right now.
Yes, they do. And that makes me happy. They seem to be so happy when they're here. And then they get along so good together.
Oh, they do.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Look like they're always glad to be with one another. Now, they all may be at Elizabeth's house tonight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know how soon, but I know they'll be leaving soon.
Well, I'm glad they didn't just come down and leave the next day.
I am too. Well, you asked them when they're going. I don't know. I'll go sometime. As I told my granddaughter, then I said, well, it won't take you long to get there. Fly. Both of them flew down. She flew from New York and he flew from Virginia.
And who is Dotsie?
Hmm?
Who is Dotsie?
Who is Dotsie? Luke? That's Jay's daughter. That's my oldest son's.
Jay's daughter.
Daughter.
Yeah. Where is she?
So where is she?
Where did it come from?
New York.
That's your granddaughter.
Who lives Oh, that's your granddaughter who cooks, who does things.
That's right.
And lives out at Long Island.
That's right.
That's right. You always call her your granddaughter, and I didn't remember her name.
All on my porch.
Yes, sir.
You see, when they all get here, they say, there's no room to my house in here, to Doris's house. So they all gang up there.
Yeah.
Well, it is. My porch is pretty long. My living room is good size. And then it ain't so closed up like her.
Well, from what I could see, somebody's been on your porch a good bit of the time this last week.
They have. They have. And Bessie, when she feel like it, she's over there with us so far.
Advantage of you. See, she could, whenever she wanted to, she could come on over there.
Who, Miss Bessie?
And then she'd go home. See, you was in it all the time, wasn't you?
Yes. But I enjoy.
Yeah.
I'm glad to have them. When they go this time, I don't know when I'll ever see them anymore. They don't hardly just come.
No.
Something has to happen for them all to come like that. And I'm just hoping nothing else won't happen. Now Benjamin and his wife, Benjamin and his family, they comes sometimes just on a visit. It's so long for to decide they just want to go this thing.
That's right. Well, now, Dotsie was down, lived down here till she was grown.
She was 15.
Yeah.
And she was. When she went up there?
Well, now, everything she did down here, she liked to do.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like she'd want to come back.
She come. When she come down here, she knows she come home.
Yes.
That's what the way it is with her. So, like, when all of them was here, who was that, some of their family, I guess it's a chef that died. And somebody was talking and said, well, I wonder where they all gonna sleep at. So Doris, she was telling me about it. She said, I wonder where were they all gonna sleep at. Said Dr. Lou told him, say, you don't have to wonder where I'm going to sleep, because I know where I'm going to sleep at. So, no worries, I'll sleep. I told her to tell her mother she'd come on over here and bring the children and sleep here, but she would rather be with her sister, and I couldn't blame her. You see, Dotsie's mother's Martha's sister.
Martha
Mitchell's sister.
Oh.
So she had, I think, three other sisters. Oh, it was a bunch of them there. Well, Dotsie Lou, that's little Dotsie's mother. She, I think she had three grandchildren, about like that.
Dotsie's children?
Yeah.
She just got the one daughter?
They was her son's children.
Dotsie
Lou don't have no children. She ain't never even married. She don't think she will. No, it ain't the way she put it. I don't know whether will or not. Because I get to thinking, some of them was telling her last night, I'm going to find you a husband. Uh-uh. You don't have to find me no husband. If I want one, I'll find him myself. But I don't think I'm going to ever want one. It's too much expenses. Now I'm free. When you're married, you ain't free no more. I think I'll stay free.
Wonder where she learned that.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Wonder who she ever heard talk like that.
I don't know. Wasn't me, because I was married when she knew. Wasn't me, I don't know, but she heard somebody talking like that.
And she's a pretty girl, too.
I think so.
Very pretty.
I think she is a pretty girl.
She is.
Pedro made like, he's just telling some folks around when she was here. She was here on a visit or sometime, some years ago. And he had it all out around here. She was, him and her, was going to get married. Okay. All right. About to go back home when she got ready. So I went to Boardman to Willie Evans' house, visiting her. She said, Daisy, is Dr. St. Louis and Pedro married? I said, no. She said, well, somebody said they was. I said, they made a mistake. I said, Pedro is still up there with Mr. Woods and Dr. Louis' home. I said, and she went just like she come, all by herself. I said, no. I said, I don't believe Dr.'s going to marry nobody.
That's something.
Be alone. He told it.
Well, now, was Banks married, wasn't she?
Who?
Banks.
Planned to marry him?
No, Banks married.
Oh, yes. You're talking about my aunt?
Yeah.
She's married three or four
That's
times.
That's right, yeah. Well, gee, Dr. Lou, how old is she now?
She's about 33.
Oh, don't tell me.
She's been gone from here all that time?
She left here when she was 15. And she never come back here at all. And 6 years, due to 6 years, 7 years.
Well, I thought she was a young girl in her 20s.
No, she's a grown woman.
Goodness. And I'm sorry, she don't like it down here.
I am too, but I don't make no fuss over it. I did tell him the other day. I said, you know, I was sitting here on the porch the other day thinking all the children I raised, and I worried with them day and night. I said, as soon as I got them up where they could help me, I said, every one of them left me. I said, now I need some of you, and you can't stand this place. Didn't say nothing.
Didn't say nothing. Dr. Lou. And she's 33.
Mm-hmm.
Why, Miss Daisy, you don't know nothing. Compared to what she knows.
Don't know her, what she knows.
No. She just...
Mm-hmm.
Look where she's been, where she's been.
Oh, she don't know. I don't try to know what they...
Look where she's been.
Mm-hmm.
And still, still that young.
And she stays by herself. She's got her apartment, you know. Put up that by herself. She do all her work herself. No help, no company. That's what she likes. She get up in the morning if she want to cook or fix her some breakfast, she do it. If she don't want to do it, she don't do it. She get her card and a meal something like that, and that lasts her till lunchtime.
Now, that's nice, isn't it?
Hmm?
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. She don't have no children, no expenses, and nobody but herself. Live like you want.
And she likes it that way.
She loves it like that. She thinks she gonna keep it just like that.
And she works? She has a job?
Yes, ma'am. She works. I don't know what kind of work she's doing, but she works.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I do. She said, somebody was saying something about being when with a George. Yes, but there was some of us talking about and said, well, see, I believe I could change him. She said, you couldn't do nothing. She said, less things you said to him, the better you can get along with them like that. Said, when they mind get bad like that, said, well, then you got to be quiet with them. He said, oh, son, she said, I know. So I work with them every day. So that's what she do, work at a hospital like that. And, you know, I'm just so surprised at her having a job like that. You know, she's always so quick. If you didn't bother you, she wouldn't get mad and flammable. If you bother, she was always so short like that. And then have patience to deal with folks like that. Oh. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But she do and like it.
Yeah.
She'll do that till she get tired of it. Then she'll do something else.
Yeah.
Now she used to work at the Avon factory.
Oh, it's a factory?
Yes, doing that stuff. She got tired of that. One thing about it, if you just let her work, go on and work it like she wants, she's all right. But she don't like to be bossed around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She don't like that. She leave it to death quick.
Oh.
So when she cooks, I don't fool around in the kitchen. Because if I'm cooking, I don't want nobody in there to telling me what to do. So she's just like that. If I'm going to do it, let me finish it and then see how you like it. If you don't like it, I won't bother it no more.
That's the way she is.
Mm-hmm. When she go in the kitchen, I'm sitting on the porch or doing something else. suppose that's all I've been doing since Saturday, full day. Going to the hospital, going to the board, going to the undertaker parlor. Yeah, come back and sit on the porch. Sometime I lie down a little while, but I couldn't hardly get a chance to lie down because it'd be somebody there all the time. I see. They is my company now. When they go, my work could be my company. I entertain myself.
And you can sing about all this.
Huh?
And then you'll have a little time to sing about
all this.
Uh-huh. When they're all here, you don't have time to think about it much.
No. Don't think about it. Because they keep something going all the time, thinking about that.
Yeah, so you got to keep up.
That's right.
Well, now, is that the way Dr. Lou was when she's growing up? You just leave her alone.
Just leave her alone.
And she'll do it.
That's right. Now, her and Elizabeth, they could work in the kitchen together.
Yeah.
When they grow up. Her and Elizabeth can work together good. Anyway. But nobody has food with them.
Uh-huh.
Now when they down, all of them there together. Her and Elizabeth, they mostly sit right where they can touch each other's shoulders.
They're about the same age.
Elizabeth and Sue. I think they're the same as children, but one this month and one this month. I just don't really know. But their age ain't far apart. All of them is in their 30s.
And they sit right close together where they can, if they want to say anything, they can.
Every once in a while, they whisper something in each other's ear. Ain't gonna let nobody hear that.
Yeah. Well now, is that the way it used to be? They used to do that?
And they do it now.
Still do it.
Yeah, okay.
But they didn't look to me like that she left come back and visit with Elizabeth and you all. She don't have to live here, but she can't stay. She still got to make a living, hasn't she?
That's right. Well, she makes her visits seldom. She don't visit often.
Yeah.
And she come back here to visit about twice when she didn't have to come, just come where she could enjoy, you know. She be with Elizabeth most of the time, in the daytime and sometime at a while at night, but she stay home at night. When night comes, she stay home. She go out and visit with them a while, but then they got to bring her home. I don't think she ever stayed a night with Elizabeth when she was here. And I think she stayed about one night with Doris when she was here. She stayed home. She got her room there, bed, all by herself. So she likes that. That's what she did.
Well, now that's the only single person in your whole family, ain't it?
Yes.
There ever has been in your family.
Who that?
Sure.
Gotcha.
Doctor, so she's the only one in my family.
Yeah.
Single one.
Oh,
unmarried.
Same.
All the rest.
So. All the rest are married.
All the rest are married.
Mm-hmm.
Got families.
Yes, sir. All of them married, but her.
Well, now she. But she loves to visit all of them.
Oh, yeah. But when she comes, it comes a time when they all be together. But she come to see me, and she put her luggage there. Well, then they come and take her places. See, they got their cars and things.
Oh, yes.
And they come and take her places.
Yeah.
So to be together like that.
Yeah. What do you think it is, Miss Daisy? What is it down here they don't have that they got up there? Of course, she can make a living up there.
I don't know.
Well, that makes a big difference, you see. She can make a living up there,
mm-hmm.
and it's harder down here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing up there. But I know they make a living there, and they make a living here. But she just rather be up there.
Look at there, all those strange people that she has to associate with up there. Now that she gets along with them just like she does with these down here.
Mm-hmm. But it's a different end. She get along with them because she don't visit with them much. She says she don't go with them down there, up there. Like, well, she said one reason, most of them is crooks.
Uh-huh.
They play lovely, but it's mostly to get close to you. If you think you got any money to get a chance, knock out and get it. Gone about the business. I told her. I said, well, you like it like that? She said, yeah, and I like it in my house. She said, when I come from work, Grandma, she said, I go in my house and I stay there. She said, sometime I go to Mother's house and I still there. But most of the time, when I go over there, I stay over there till the next morning. Hardly ever go back home at night.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, she got her mother's family, hadn't she? How far are they? Not far.
From her?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they're a long ways from her. She lives on Long Island. And I don't know what island I'm on, I don't know where she's on him or not.
But she's up in that part of the country.
Who?
Her mother.
Yes, she's in New York.
Oh, I see.
She's in New York somewhere.
Now, how much family her mother got?
Well, she got several grandchildren. She got a son. She got Dunstable. She got two sisters, I think, up there. And one of them, she got grandchildren. Both of them up there. Now, doll, that's a family.
That's a big family.
Big family. You'd know just how big it is if I could get them together and count them. But they don't try to live in the same house.
No.
What I mean by that, all of them got their apartment.
Now, was Dr. Lou's mother here?
Was she here? Yes, all of them was so here. But you see, when her and Dr. Lou, I don't know what happened. I think her sister got her to go with her to New York. Her sister was already living up there. Well, her sister Minnie, when she lost her husband, well, it's just like some folks' ears. His family, they never did care so much for, they never would, they always give her a cold side. Well, after her husband died, well, that they always in Fort Myers. And when her husband died, well, they're going up on sea and things. He left her two children. His family loved the children, but they didn't care nothing for the mother. Well, you know, you can just not say nothing to me, but you can act in a way that I know you don't want me around. So she just finally picked up and went to New York and left them all in Fort Myers. Well, later on, she come back to see her mother, to see her sister. Well, then she got her sister to go back up there with her, and so she been there ever since. They've been there ever since.
Now, that was Minnie and Dr. Lou.
That was Minnie and Dr. Lou.
Yeah.
This Dr.'s his mother. Well, you see, we call Shug's mother Doc. But all of us call Shug.
Yeah.
Well, she's Doc too. But we call her Shug.
Yeah.
I don't know why we started that, but we did. But
and Minnie took
Shug's
mother.
Minnie took her two children. That was Dotsie's sister. She took her two children and went to New York. Finally, she come back to visit Dotsie. Well, then she persuaded Dotsie to come go home with her. Well, Dotsie was free. She didn't have no children. She didn't have that child. I had one of her children. Her grandma had the other one.
Oh.
So, when he growed up, he went to New York. So, he just kept going to New York one night, one day, till all of them got up there. All of the children were gone. And none of them here.
Hmm.
Getting on good up there, they say.
And her mama, let me see. Does her mama work now?
Talking about Dot's mother.
Uh-huh.
No. She takes care of children. And if that ain't work, you tell me where you get it from. But just say she don't work. She just cares for children. Take care of the folks' children. Why? They work.
Yeah.
No, if she didn't do that, she wouldn't be doing nothing. Her mother's not strong at all. I think she's had about 3 operations. And she's still, if you'd see her, you'd think she was too fat.
Yeah.
She's fat.
Now, did she come down?
No, so she didn't this time. She's almost as stout as Doris. That's enough. But she ain't no kind. She just sit there and take care of children. I ain't asked you this time how many she got. When they were here, when Ship died, I think Shug said she had been had about 30. But she didn't have that many now. She says since she come out the hospital, she don't take care of none but Walter sees, and them's her grandchildren, Walter sees children.
Mm-hmm. Well, Daisy, it's going to take you a little while to get on your feet. You had a whole lot of
But I think I'm doing pretty good now.
You feel all right?
Yes, sir. They're doing pretty good.
You just a little tired?
Huh?
You feel fine, but you just a little tired?
Tired. Oh, I just feel kind of weak or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
One day I was sick. I just hurried over and had a measuring hand. I'm looking. Think so. I'll fool around there. First one thing, they would say, I could lay down when I felt like it. Get up when I please. So that's all about gone. I don't hurt nowhere now.
Yeah. But you had. To have that misery, along with all of your comfort.
Yeah. And Miss Bethel, she'd come down there. She'd tell me, say, now you just lay down and rest. Don't you do nothing. You just rest. So that's what you need. You need some rest. I said, I will. So, and before my sister left, when she said, now, sister, said, don't try to work now. She said, I want you to just lay down and rest yourself and take it easy. I said, babe, you know I can't lay down all the time. I said, I got to get up sometime and walk. See, can I walk? She laughed. She said, yeah, but I know you. So you'll be working and nobody here in the shape you're in, you're just allowed to fall out there in that yard, I thought. I said, do somebody fine.
Well, I expected to see you out there in that yard.
Miss Daisy, your sister, Babe,
mm-hmm.
Is she a little like Doris?
Is you seeing her?
Uh-huh.
You ain't seen my sister.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she's much like Doris. She's more like herself. She just me mostly. She ain't special like no more.
But she's not like you.
Mm-mm. Let me tell you, she's not specially like nobody. She's just herself.
Well, I see. I don't know, but she's you hear from her more than they do from you.
Yeah.
I had a feeling. I met her, and she was so friendly.
As friendly and sweet as she can be.
And I had a feeling that she could get things done and sort of keep things going.
Yeah.
Like, maybe like Doris does, you know.
Yes.
She could.
Well, now, you see, I never saw much of Doris, but now, I never, does Doris talk a whole lot?
At times.
When I see Doris, she's always doing something.
That's what she do. That's her. She come, she go work, and she come home. Sometimes you get home kind of early, about 3:30 or 4. Sometimes you get home after 2. Sometimes after 5. And she come there and she wash, she cook the supper, clean up her house. She be sturdy. Stepping from the time she get home and get out of that car till after 9 o'clock. Well, I tell her. I say, you do it cause you want to. I say, if these was my children, that's when David and Calvin were there. I said, these was my children. I said, they would have to wash the dishes and clean up the house. And I'm working, and then I'm going to come here and do all this. I said, Not them big niggas just sitting here sleeping, and laying down, sleeping, and getting up, getting on the bicycle when they're done. So David told her, yeah, that's a good. He wasn't staying there no more.
Oh, David did?
Yes. I ain't staying here no more. I'm going to stay with Elizabeth. So, yep. But he up staying up there longer than I thought he would. Because Elizabeth ain't going to let him do her like Doris let him do her.
She'll have something for him to
That's
do.
That's right. And she'll give it to him. If he fool with her, she'll give it to him. I hear her saying, yep, did it. He walked off one day. No, I believe Benjamin was telling that. He walked, got mad and walked off down the road. He wanted to do something that she wouldn't. I told him no. He walked off down the road. He said nobody didn't pay him no attention. See, he went on down there somewhere behind them bushes. Stayed long as he wanted. He come on back to the house. I said, well, then you ought to recognize him when he got back. I said, that's what you ought to do. But he ain't gonna stay up there, I don't believe. I believe he get mad and come back just like he do here.
Well, he's such a big fella, Miss Daisy. He's big enough to.
He is a big one. And he is strong. No kidding.
Is he going to be?
He was 13, I think.
He going to be big like his daddy.
Yes, so.
Well, Benjamin is about like his is like Buddy. I mean, in size.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? He's a pretty big fella.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Benjamin. Yes, sir. He's a man.
Good man.
He's got a wife and three children. And he takes care of it. He's the head of his house, and he knows how to boss it.
Oh, he is the head.
He knows how to handle his house. I told him the other day, I said, the place you have in Calvin, he says, you ought to have David. He said, Calvin mean too. He said, should have something happened there the other day, and said she swelled up and said, I spoke to her, said she wouldn't say nothing. Said, I asked her something, and she never did give me no answer. She got up and went on in the house. Said, I went in there too. Said, I asked the Carol, you never did give me no answer. Said she didn't turn up then. Said he told her, said, you know what I'll do for you? Said you don't treat me like that. Said I'll do what I can for you. Said, but you got to have some sense. Said if you don't, I'll beat you to death. Say, you will think I'm going to kill you. Say, Carla, do you believe I'd hope you? Say, she spoke to me. Yes. He said, since then, when he speaks to her, she gives him answers.
Good for him.
Yeah, I said, that's what it takes. I said, yeah. Ain't nobody to tell them nothing. I said, they tell them. But I do. I feel kind of bad for Miss Bethany.
Oh.
From letting her go off up there to stay as much as Bethany done for her. Well, now she got up a size. She could do something for Bessie. But they got out of Bessie's reach.
You told Miss Bessie what would happen.
Oh, yes, sir. More than one time. All right. Now, she had a long talk with Benjamin yesterday. Telling Benjamin what she wants him to do for Calvin, how she wanted to treat Calvin. And then she told me what she told Benjamin about Calvin. I said, you know, Benjamin ain't home hardly half the time. I said, Benjamin home sometimes. I said, most of Benjamin times out there in that water or out there somewhere. I said, Calvin's at the house on dry land. Okay. I said, it's not so much that he can do about her. He don't be little enough. And his wife, she wouldn't say nothing to hurt her feelings for nothing.
Oh.
I told Beth, I said, she's doing as she please, yes. I said, now, if Benjamin there, I said, she's going to stay in her place. I said, but Benjamin has to be away from there so much and so long a time.
Now, she told you what she wanted him to do.
Mm-hmm. Told me what she told him she wanted him to do. And I told her, I said, well, when he's there, it's all right. I said, but Benjamin don't stay there now.
Well, I can't imagine what Miss Bessie'd want him to do. She wouldn't want him to fix her breakfast for her.
I guess she would, Mr. Mark. I guess she would. I don't know.
Carry it in on a platter?
Yeah, I don't know. She'd be glad if he would. I believe that.
Is that what she told him?
No, I don't know what she told him. She just told me she gave him a good talk.
Yeah.
And told him just what she wanted him to do for Carolyn and just how she wanted him to treat her.
Oh,
so
she didn't.
I don't know.
She didn't tell you just what he said.
Just what she said. No, she didn't tell me that. And I ain't had a chance to ask him. And he ain't said nothing about it. What she said. He ain't told me she even talked with him.
She'll tell you when she gets time.
She's telling me.
Yeah. She been pretty busy too this last few days.
Who?
Miss Bessie.
Pretty busy, couple.
Just talking to people. And
oh, yes, yes, yes. And you know, I'm glad for her. For she have someone to talk to.
Yeah.
Now she'll call them up there one at a time if she sees Benjamin out. And then she'll call them. I see the Benjamin going up there. He stayed up there a long time. So when he come back, I said, what Miss Beth is doing? He said, she ain't doing nothing. Said, she called me up there to talk with me. I said, oh. I said, y'all through? He said, yes, and he kept on down to his mom's house. So, I don't know what she talked to him about.
Well, she knows all of them, you know. And
she
loves seeing them about as much as you do.
That's right. She sees them about as much as I do. And I don't know whether Aaron's been up there for a private talk or not.
Miss Stacy, let me get my coffee.
Oh, she called them up one by one.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to them.
Talked to them.
Miss Davis, I think you all have sort of. I hadn't seen Reverend Redmond in a good while, you know, until at the church Sunday.
You didn't see him all to the house?
Not to talk to him, you know.
Oh, no. Did you get a chance to talk to him, son?
No, but I heard him. I think you all have been underestimating him.
Mm-hmm.
Why, he just feels at home up there.
That's right.
In that church.
That's right. One thing he does all he can, I believe, and he get in church.
Yeah.
Start preaching. He don't know how to make it show. He enjoys it.
And that little eulogy of his?
Huh?
That last, you know, when it come his time to talk,
mm-hmm.
that little eulogy of his,
yeah.
Well, you see, you could just tell that he had known Granddaddy all this time.
Uh-huh.
And you all, the whole family.
Uh-huh. You're talking about the man that helped?
Redmond. Brother Redmond.
Oh.
The preacher?
I know them a long time, but not all of us.
Yeah.
Right, I didn't know nothing about him till they called him. That's the thing. I think it must have been about 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, 2 or 3 years, as close as he's been to you all, you know.
That's
right.
And often as we see him, well, that mean he's been knowing us quite a while.
Yeah. And that little eulogy, Miss Stacy, oh, you, of course, you, your mind wasn't as free as mine was, but I listened to that.
Mm-hmm.
And they listened to that all over the church. The man right behind me, he was just following him. And right up there on the next bench, they were just following him. Especially, you know, when he picked up that little thing about going to the grocery.
Mm-hmm.
With that little grocery cart.
End of Channel 2, right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 22nd of September, 71. The end of Channel 2, right, and the continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 22nd of September, 71. The end of Channel 2, right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 22nd of September, 71. The end of Channel 2, right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 22nd of September, 71.